Seattle's University District is about to get an extreme makeover. It has lots of parking lots that are just ripe for development. Light rail is coming, and new zoning rules have opened the floodgates for new construction. KUW's Joshua McNichols tells us more about the coming changes.
Don Schultz is the owner of Schultz's Bar and Grill on the Ave. It's kind of noisy right now because there's a World Cup game going on. He's also part owner of several parking lots, so he kind of has two jobs right now: selling sausages to students and World Cup fans, and managing offers on his land.
I can't give a number, but we got one out of China that was unbelievable. A whole team of people that didn't speak English, plus their interpreters, they all just march into our office and throw down this paper that had a shockingly high number on it.
The Chinese developers wanted to put in a residential tower on one of his parking lots, but he and the other members of the University District Parking Associates have a vision for the U District to bring in more jobs as well as housing. So they turned down the Chinese offer because they wanted an office building at that location.
It's crazy out there right now. We get people just saying, we want this, we want this, we want this. So we're being very careful as to what we want on our properties.
But they did accept another offer for a different parking lot near the freeway. And today, where there used to be 120 surface parking spaces for commuters, there are now about 300 apartments with permanent residents. Schultz says those residents are good for U District businesses.
They live here, which means they're going to spend more money here.
In a way, this is a return to the roots of the U District. Around the time of World War II, the neighborhood was teeming with pedestrians and families. They supported a rich variety of businesses catering to all kinds of people. But in more recent decades, the neighborhood was redefined by the freeway, gas stations, and parking lots. Concrete and asphalt flowed everywhere like hot lava from a volcano. I looked at an old map of the area and counted more than 500 U District homes that were lost to infrastructure serving cars. But then came light rail.
That's a game changer to me for the neighborhood.
That's David Yuan of the architecture firm NBBJ. Yuan led the design of a 24-story apartment tower called the M. The city's currently reviewing the design. The building will replace a gas station.
Which is sort of ironic because we're building a model that ultimately is much more, you know, focused on a mode of travel that is not about the car, right? It's really about walking and light rail and bikes and things like that.
Yuan says the city also accelerated the coming changes by adopting new zoning rules about what developers can build in the U District. Parking is no longer required, and residential towers can now be really tall. In exchange for that extra height, they have to include things the U District has lost over the years to parking lots: a pocket of open space, apartments large enough for a family, and they have to contribute money towards affordable housing, too. In other parts of the city, residential development may be slowing down, but the U District continues to churn forward, according to Tim McKay, senior VP of Colliers International in Seattle. He says people are still investing money in the U District because the university helps insulate it from recessions. Also, he said the neighborhood's light rail really helps. The U District lost hundreds of homes to car-oriented development in the last 60 years or so. The new residential tower will add hundreds back in one fell swoop. And it's just the start of what's coming. In the U District, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.